This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Maui's Emergency Management Administrator has been fired after refusing to activate warning sirens the night deadly wildfires spread.
Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone Malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
The fires have killed 111 people. Survivor Christina Lee Garrido says she was almost one of them.
We jumped into the pool and stayed there, contacted EMS through the SOS system on our iPhone, and they told us to wait. They said, you're in the safest place right now. Don't move. We've pinged you.
CBS's Danya Backus is there and says most of the island is now ash.
The Lahaina bypass road is now open so residents can drive home.
It's hard. It's hard to take in, you know, just seeing all this devastation.
Makes me cry. Over 20 years I staying in my house.
In Canada, residents are now scrambling to escape their own fires.
Conditions will be smoky and residents should drive with caution and care.
That's Yellowknife Mayor Rebecca Alty. She wants people out by tomorrow afternoon. A woman in Texas has been arrested for threatening to kill the judge on one of former President Trump's election fraud cases. Reporter Chris Fox.
According to court documents, Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas, called the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. and left a threatening message. Using a racist term for U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, Schrey saying, you are in our sights. We want to kill you.
She also threatened some Democrats and the LGBTQ community if Trump's not elected in 2024. There's a push, big push, now in Washington to help make Congress younger. David Hogg is leading the effort.
The first candidates that we're really supporting are candidates in open blue seat primaries to help elect more people from our generation in open seats.
Hogg started March for Our Lives after the Parkland shooting in 2018. Afghanistan's ministry wants women to cover their faces more or risk losing value. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Taliban, which took over Afghanistan 2 years ago, has said the failure of women to cover their face in public is the reason the government has barred them from most public spaces and from having a job or attending college.
A big mystery at a military base in Oklahoma City. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
What's going on? That's a question being asked by people at Tinker Air Force Base outside Oklahoma City. 17 personnel have died at the base so far this year, according to the publication Military.com. Air Force officials are refusing to give any information about the deaths, citing privacy concerns.
More than 30,000 people work or live on base, but it's unclear how many are civilians. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Neenah laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. It's What's On Tap. For the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in this joint. And today is a big announcement Thursday.
Hey, happy Friday Eve to you, Crudy, Nate working on the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all. Yes, big, big announcement. Stick around at the 420. We'll let you know what it is.
420, big announcement. Coming your way. Dom, I don't know if you know, but there's a big political event. Not as big as Joe Biden in Milwaukee on Tuesday. I mean, that was a big event, and I got to be there. You skipped, but I was there.
Yeah, you got to represent, man.
The president of the United States, all the political stars of the great state of Wisconsin, and even Ron Johnson was represented by the trash-talking of President Joe Biden. Made sure Ron was mentioned from the stage. But I saw Tammy Baldwin. I saw Governor Evers. I saw Gwen Moore. I saw Mayor Chevy Cavalier Johnson from Milwaukee. Saw David Crowley, the county executive. Saw my pal Mandela Barnes. He was just asking, where do we record in Madison? Mandela, you should know the WMDX studios is right here near the top of State Street, 202 State Street, Dayton and State, second floor above the comedy club. Did I tell you, Dom? Gus downstairs? You know, his daughters run the place, but somewhere he's written into the lease, so Gus thinks he runs the joint.
Yeah,
he's a buddy of mine. I like Gus. We sat outside yesterday in the grotto. I ate ice cream for lunch and, you know, philosophize with my buddy Gus, the landlord. And I said, hey, Gus, you got the comedy club downstairs. You know, I perceive to be, myself to be, a funny guy.
Yeah, you do.
And he said, it's different than the radio, Mike. And I said, oh, I've heard. I suspect it would be, but, you know, funny is funny, Gus.
That's right, man.
So, Dom, I've been invited to go tell jokes downstairs at the comedy club.
No.
And Gus kind of can insert his power at some point. So at some point, you know, it's probably got to be a Thursday night or an off night, perhaps this evening, but not this evening because I'm not doing it tonight. Got to work on the material, polish it.
Yeah, right, man. You don't just walk around with a bit.
But Dom, I don't care how well I deliver the jokes. The funny's up in here. Trump treats the entire GOP debate in Milwaukee as a joke. And it is one, according to our pal John Nichols. That was a long way to go for that headline. I didn't say it was a funny joke. I didn't say the people would be laughing. Yeah, I just said, you know, Gus said if I want to come down. Perhaps I'd get 3 to 5 minutes, Tom. Republican presidential candidates will flock to Milwaukee next week to participate in their party's first debate in a race for its 2024 presidential nomination. But Donald Trump probably won't join them.
We'll find out soon enough.
Crudy still thinks there's a chance. Trump, who's been talking for months about skipping the Milwaukee debate, thinks his opponents in the race for the nomination are a joke. They're a joke, Dom. And he knows that if they end up debating without him in Milwaukee on August 23rd, the spectacle will be a comic exercise in futility. Well, it was going to be that either way, right? Either way, it's going to be a comic exercise. And certainly it's going to be futile. Imagine a debate in which the question, the big question, is whether Ron DeSantis or Mike Pence is more personable.
That's a very, very difficult question.
Dominic, imagine a debate where Tim Scott, Nikki Haley end up swapping South Carolina stories, right? Imagine a debate where North Carolina Governor Doug Burgum explains why the United States needs another billionaire president.
Worked out so well last time.
Dom, it's a devastating scenario for the GOP, but don't expect Republican leaders to get real and admit that a Fox News debate without the party's frontrunner, the man who has literally remade the GOP in his own image, oh, and it's not pretty. It's not a debate at all. It's an embarrassing reminder of how, when Trump leaves the room, Dom, the party's over. Well, the party's not over till we say it is. The former president recognizes this. Apparently, I've still got a Monday mouth. Why don't you take over for a bit?
Crudy, at a rally in New Hampshire, Trump polled the crowd on whether he should join the debate, displaying the bravado of a prize fighter who has already claimed the title and is now mocking those who still want to get in the ring with him. Here's a quote. They're all saying, is he going to go to the debate? And I say, I don't know. If you're leading by 50, 60, 70 points, why do you do that? I don't know, he crowed. The audience responded to the should I debate question with boisterous shouts of no, no, no. Trump noted a scattering of yeses and said, see, some people say yes, but they hate to say it because it doesn't make sense when you're leading by so much, but they like it for entertainment value because they're selfish. They're selfish.
And I know a little something about being selfish.
Then, as if to prove his point about the entertainment value of having the insult king of American politics take the stage on August 23rd, Trump gleefully dismissed Chris Christie, who has suggested that skipping the debate would make the former president of the United States a coward, with crude jokes about the former New Jersey governor's weight and a discussion of whether it's appropriate to refer to his rival as a fat pig. The truth is that whether Trump shows up in Milwaukee or not, the spotlight will be on him, not on DeSantis, not on Pence, not on Christie, and not on the only GOP contender who seems to have gained anything akin to momentum, billionaire wannabe Vivek Ramaswamy, whose over-the-top enthusiasm for Trump seemed to suggest he's really running for a place on the former president's vice presidential shortlist. The same thing happened in 2016 when Trump skipped a Fox News debate prior to the Iowa caucuses and held his own event a few blocks down the street in Des Moines. Trump claimed that the decision was a winning move for him. A quote, I did something that was very risky, and I think it turned out great because I'm on the front page of every paper, he announced back then. I'm getting more publicity than if I was in the debate. Trump's will he or won't he gambit is, again, working out great for him. He's getting the headlines, and despite what Christie says, looking like a dominant figure that he is within the Republican politics. That's got some Republicans begging Trump to debate. If Trump skips the Milwaukee debate, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says, I think there's a huge risk to offending Wisconsin voters, not just primary voters, but overall. I don't think when all is said, he can resist the idea that there are going to be 8, 9, 10 people here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with all this national attention, and he's not going to be the one there to talk about it, added Walker. Frankly, if I was advising him, I'd tell him to come. Well, of course, Walker's Young Americas Foundation is one of the sponsors.
I keep getting that wrong. I apologize. I
get it. They're one of the sponsors of the debate. So, yeah, Scott Walker, getting paid $800K, wants Trump there. But Nichols continues. But of course, no one who is serious about getting ahead in Republican politics is taking advice from Walker, who entered the 2016 Republican presidential race as a front runner, but ended up quitting within 2 months after being humiliated by Trump in their last debate together.
John, let's be honest. It was 71 days on September 21st of 2015 when Scott Walker dropped out of the race. Not that I'm keeping score.
Oh, or that it matters. As John writes, and Walker isn't even right in his assessment of the impact Trump's skipping the debate would have on battleground state voters. Trump's not worried about offending Wisconsin voters by skipping a debate in the summer of 2023. He knows that by the time 2024 election rolls around, they won't care whether he ever debated Doug Burgum or any of the Scott Walkers of 2024. John Nichols, associate editor at the Cap Times, and of course the Nation as well. A little dig on DeSantis, including the Scott Walkers of 2024.
Well, I was going to say exactly that. We all know who he's talking about. And just so we're clear, never fair to make fun of a guy's weight. You know, his height. That's open game. Never call me chubby. Chris Christie, never call him fat.
Well, and okay, yes, the physical insults are easy, right? That's low-hanging fruit. Let's be better.
Yeah,
let's
little dumb.
Big Crudy, but if you look at the guy actually saying it, I mean, it's not like Donald Trump is the image of a gorgeous body. You know what I mean? Have you seen Donald Trump?
6'3", 239 pounds, dude. I am very close to that profile. And I got to tell you, it ain't pretty.
It's not. From the side, you can really tell.
But from the front, when I suck it in a little bit, I can't breathe.
No, don't breathe. Don't hurt yourself, man. Don't hurt yourself. So when you have, what did Donald Trump refer to him as? Whether or not they should call him a fat pig? Yeah. If you have one fat pig calling another fat pig a fat pig, is it really even an insult or a conversation? I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, look at him.
Look at him, he says. As long as you don't say any of that stuff to me.
Well, no, Crudy. I mean, from the side, you look like you can walk into the Alfred Hitchcock outline, but other than that, it's totally fine.
Bill from Oconomowoc, don't call me fat. Just tell me you love me, guys. Bill.
I love you, Crudy. Hey, Scott Walker advising Donald Trump, is that like Adolf Eichmann advising Hitler? I can't believe that party has dropped that low in stupidity, ignorance, and just sheer lack of intelligence. I'm amazed.
Bill, you've been paying attention. It's been when Scott Walker raised from backbencher legislative nobody to county executive and eventually governor of the state of Wisconsin, you knew the metrics were broken at that point, Bill.
Well, you did, but you wondered how high is going to raise the bar? What's next? You think Trump is going to show you what's next? Scotty Walker is I don't even understand how stupid you can be to be Scotty Walker. I just don't know where your level of intelligence and line of thinking comes, because that is not intelligence, that is not dignity, that is not honesty. That is not none of the traits that we usually or hopefully equate to a statesman or a politician.
No, Bill, it's a lust for power, man. That's all it is. And you don't have to be smart to crave power. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Coming back, big announcement. Stick around. 844-967-2789.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something
something so badly, which you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny and breezy today. Highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, 53. Hazy, smoky sunshine for Friday with a high near 81. For Saturday, sunny and warmer, a high near 92. Sunday, sunshine and 92.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, that song brings me back to Brady Street days and Resistance Radio. You know, I got the old school, the Anarchy R. I'm wearing it today, man, for the Resistance Radio.
The Resistance R, man. I love it.
Classic. February 1st. Keep that music playing. Let it play out a little bit. February 1st, 2017. You and I came on the air to AC/DC. Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. Six and a half years later,
oh, man.
We're still striving. We're still rocking each and every day, Dom. And we got a big announcement for our audience. You know, next week, the Republicans coming with or without us. They're coming to Milwaukee. More accurately, with or without Trump. They don't care if we're there. They'll care a lot if Trump's there. But I got to tell you, Dom, I always thought this event was going to be something of a joke. Not a funny joke, like a tragic, great tragedy sort of a joke. So anyways... The Republican debate next Wednesday, and we've been agonizing over what's the appropriate thing to do, Dom. And I think we've come up with a plan. And I mean, love this plan.
It's a great plan.
We've put minutes of contemplation into this plan. Between the two of us, we got to have almost 5 minutes of contemplation, deep thought into this plan. And those are the best kind of plans. The ones where you don't really look before you leap.
Yeah, you can overthink things sometimes. So, you know, what's natural? Take what's natural. Take the universe as it presents itself, Crudy.
Well, that's exactly what we do. We're going to roll with it, Dom. So anyways, next week, Civic Media has got a big event going on in conjunction with the Republican debate happening in Milwaukee. They're in the Deer District, Whitetail MKE, and there's going to be live broadcast all day long, Dom. Starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, I got to get up earlier than that. I'm helping Earl SEIU 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the counter protest. The good union folks, the working stiffs, they're going to start at 8 in the morning. He's got Democratic Party Chairman Jamie Harrison. We've had him before. But Harrison joining my pal Earl at 9:30 in the morning on his show in Milwaukee, as goes Wisconsin. And the Town Call, and the Todd Alba Show, and the Matt Flynn Show, they're all going to be at Whitetail, Milwaukee. But that's not acceptable to my little buddy Dom. My buddy Dom says, you know, I owe some favors. I got to show some loyalty. And I got to do a throwback style on Brady Street. Dom, we want to party with the people. If we're going to party, and there's no way we're doing this GOP debate thing sober. So if we're going to party and we're going to have a good time, we're going to make it the big event, the really big deal it is. Well, Don, we got to have some people around us. We got to be drinking some adult beverages. We got to go to the Robicoid.
Robicoid. Yes.
The people have been clamoring for a public appearance, Dom. And Terry said, I don't care. Almost literally, I paraphrase, but the fine proprietor of the Roman coin's like, eh.
Yeah,
Wednesday night, you guys want to come down and throw a party?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. That's exactly what we want to do. So our show, the Devil's Advocates radio show, some say, greatest radio show ever, Dom. You can join us for the first time in over a year. You can come party with the Devils. And now we're going to be at the Robicoid. And that's on Brady Street. Look it up. Google knows where to find Terry. She's been there for, what, 65 years, something like that?
A long time.
At least the bar. Years. She hasn't been there that long. But we're going to be at the Robicoid. And, you know, there's some old good memories. Dom, we were in the Robicoid the night that Scott Walker lost to Tony Evers.
That was a glorious evening.
Oh, that was a good night. I think, were we also in the Robicoid the night that Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden? I can't remember. They all get so blurry.
That'll happen at the Robicoid.
It will. If you join us, I guarantee it could get blurry for you at the Robicoid next Wednesday. So, you know, plan your designated driver accordingly. And come party with the Devil's Advocates. We'll do our live show 4 to 6 p.m. from the Robicoid on Brady Street in Milwaukee. That's like a mile to the debate site. But you won't have to fight with the downtown traffic. You know, all the big stars, the bright Nikki Haley's and Tim Scott's are coming to town, Dom. You know, they're going to have to get out some cops on bikes or something to turn the traffic away. It's going to be overwhelming, the enthusiasm for this Republican field minus Trump. So we're going to have fun and stick around and party with us. But on the radio, our friend Todd Alba and Kristen Breyer are going to do a hosted event with the Lincoln Project. So we're going to have a very special, dignified civic media broadcast. That'll be something different than what Dom and I are doing down at the Robicoid. We'll be the party people. But if you want an insider's perspective, I mean, Rick Wilson's coming in. They've got Charles Franklin in that hour. They've got Bill McCoshin. He's a Republican insider. They've got a really jam-packed show. The pre-debate event will be very special. But you don't want to miss a Devil's Advocates party. I'm just saying, if you've been and you know, you know. So I expect to see all of you there.
If you don't know, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know. We're going to be partying next Wednesday night, 4 to 6 p.m. That'll be the live event. But stick around. We're going to party through the Republican debate. We couldn't watch it sober. I'll get a designated driver. I'll stay at the La Quinta out somewhere in the boonies. I'll be okay.
Ah, come on, Crudy. You know there's a futon at the house ready for you.
Shea futon at the House of Salvia. Oh, I could look forward to that sore back right now.
Exactly. Kind of makes your back hurt just thinking about it.
You know, if you drink enough Kobe Bryant triple doubles, Dom, you hardly even notice.
I don't know that. That's a great healthy move, but you're right. Yes, the pain goes away.
Come back with us. Pain it's not going to be painful. It's going to be a party up in here. Come join us. The first party of the Devil's Advocates live with you partying people. At the Robicoid, the night of the Milwaukee GOP debate, it's going to be a party where we're at. It's very dignified on civic media all across the network. Fine coverage by professionals, not us.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. It's been a week since wildfires devastated Hawaii, and frustration is growing about why warning sirens didn't sound. CBS's Lilia Luciano talked to Maui's Emergency Management Administrator.
His explanation was that the sirens didn't go off because they feared that, given that people here are used to those sirens being used to alert them of tsunamis, that they would go uphill towards the fire.
Officials in Canada have started air evacuations to help people escape wildfires in Yellowknife. Bruce Ralton's the Minister of Forests.
This is a rapidly evolving situation.
Los Angeles has started a new task force to help stop all those big smash-and-grab robberies at stores there lately. Mayor Karen Bass.
Those who commit these crimes will be caught, they will be held accountable, and we will work to address this issue.
Thieves have stolen hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Neenah laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Something of a throwback Thursday, Dom. Remembering, throwing it back to the Brady Street days, the Resistance Radio days. Gonna party like we used to on Brady Street at the Robicoin. Next Wednesday night, August 23rd, come see us live Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 p.m., and then stick around. Have some beverages on Brady Street and commiserate, because you don't really want to see the debate. Not sober. Certainly not sober. You can always join us on the air. You don't have to buy the round if you're calling us on the airwaves, 844-967-2789. But Wisco Paul, it'd be nice if you bought around once in a while. How you doing, Wisco?
Hi, you guys are so cool. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you had to invoke Scott Walker's name. And I think you're the one that coined him, Scott Hole, which is perfectly fitting for that man. I call him No Roads Walker. And the one
Scott Hole's probably some other creative person. I've been calling him the wanker for a long time. Probably since the trip to England, when he wouldn't answer the question on evolution.
I'm going to punt on that one.
I'm going to punt on, and I called him a wanker in honor of the fact, you know, that's what the Brits would call him.
Well, that's totally fitting also. But when you can't fix the roads as a governor, which is very simple to do, you can't do that. You're a total failure. And then on top of that, well, let's see, we had no roads, no trains. Actually, we didn't
You're wrong,
anything.
Man. The roads to Foxconn are smooth as silk. Hardly used.
Of infrastructure, man. They're great.
Oh, God. Anyway, and as far as... Hey, the Roman coin. That you guys are so cool to party with. Even Mrs. Wisco loves partying with you guys. So that's... But
are you bringing her down, Paul? It's a newly announced function. Very little contemplation. Ill prepared, but we're going to do it anyways. That's the best kind of party. Come on, man. Don't think about it. Just hop in the car with Wisco.
Let's do it.
Mrs. Wisco, Paul, and hammer down the road to the Roman coin.
Hey, you know what?
And then make her drive back.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have to do that. Well, I did that at any of your other parties, too. But, hey, by the way, the roads are a lot better now between Madison and Milwaukee. So that's a step in the right direction. I have to really think hard on this one. The Roman coin, well, how far is that from First Serve, the old Bradley Center down here? Is it that far away, Dom? Or
about a mile? No, it's just like a mile.
That's
certainly a 10-minute walk.
I could have taken high-speed rail down here. Oh, that's right. Linker got rid of that, too. Hey, I got one quick one.
Yeah, keep rubbing that in as I commuted for years between Madison, where I live, and Milwaukee, where we had the station on Brady Street. But please keep rubbing that one in, Wisco.
Well, the man was a total failure. And I will say this last thing about Trump and the debate. I don't think they'll show up. But at this point, if you're still following this man after everything that's went on, I can't think of a law he hasn't broke, by the way. I mean, you got some serious issues. Hey, but I'll tell you what, anybody out there, if you haven't partied with the devils, do it. Because it's just totally awesome. So, hey, anyway, thanks for putting up with me all these years, you guys. And I'm gonna try to be down at the party. Thanks.
Hey, it's Mrs. Wisco. We all really feel for her.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for putting up with us all these years. We appreciate it always.
844-967-2789. You can join us. We're going to party at the Roman Coin the night of the GOP presidential debate. We weren't really going to give it our full attention anyways. Not if Trump's not coming. Now, if Trump were there, I might watch just for the entertainment value. He is the ratings machine. Ugh. But if the option is to watch Pence and DeSantis trade barbs, oh, man, make it another triple-double.
Come on, man. If you're looking for the entertainment value, you want the guy who's going to be talking.
I'm not voting for any of them, Dom. I'm not signing the pledge.
I want to see how Chris Christie lights him up, man. I mean, he's my guy in this fight right now. I think Chris Christie, he pulled ahead in New Hampshire, so he's the number two behind Donald Trump. Now he pulled ahead of DeSantis in New Hampshire. So how Chris Christie comes off, man, he's the rising star.
Dom, not to draw too many parallels with the failed presidential campaign of Scott Walker, I call him the wanker, but if you'll recall, he was polling quite well, especially in Iowa early on, and then he dropped like a Hindenburg, something like that. It was quite tragic. All the money burned, the failed trajectory of the Scott Walker campaign. But I do recall when D's nuts pulled ahead of him in the Iowa polling. I'm sure Scott Walker remembers too. He probably cries about it each and every night in his sleep. 844-967-2789. And that's what makes me sleep like a baby, Dom. Kathy from Madison. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, hi. Well, I just wanted to pass along congratulations to Luke Mathers, who's getting married this weekend. Did you know
congratulations,
that?
Congratulations, Luke.
Well, little vixen. He didn't make a public announcement in work. Apparently, we're not all invited to the reception.
Well, I listened to the early morning show on Pat Kreitlow, and they mentioned it then. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. I haven't heard anything about it then.
I had the good fortune of joining him and his betrothed at their engagement party. They had a nice little, you know, like a nice little party. You know, it's a party. People like a party, Kathy.
Sure.
You know who loves a party? Me, Dom, you, Luke Mathers, his future wife. We all love to party.
No doubt. So who knows? I don't even know where they're getting married or anything, but, you know, so I thought about sending a couple bucks along towards his honeymoon, but who knows when he's going to be able to take off or anything.
Well, don't send it. Don't send it this week, Kathy. It might get applied towards the beer fund.
The Matt Flynn show, he mentioned that the Republicans are holding the budget hostage because they don't want to pay Jack Smith his any of his fees or his legal team to pay that. And I was just like, oh my God. I mean,
well, that is the precedent set by the Trump legal team. They get stiffed. Trump didn't pay any of his lawyers.
Oh,
Congress just feels why should the prosecutors get paid if the defense attorneys aren't getting paid?
Right. Right. None of Trump's people tend to get stiff. So, well, you know, but I don't know who has to pay. Well, it's coming up in, I think, in September sometime, or I'm not sure what the agenda is, but.
Well, Kathy, we want to sneak at least one more caller in here, but, oh, Dom, thank you for your call, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy, for this. CBS News reporting on this topic. Some of former President Trump's allies in Congress are jockeying to find ways to strip funding from special counsel Jack Smith's prosecutions. This came out yesterday.
History, remember the Jim Jordans and the Matt Gaetzes, those that would be the defenders of Trump in the Congress, Dom. History's going to love those characters. I know it.
In a series of new proposals, House Republicans are attempting to prohibit the use of federal money to pay for Smith's investigation and criminal case against Trump. At least three different efforts are already underway, according to a CBS News review. Although they are unlikely to generate any large number of supporters and are being criticized as political posturing, the proposals could eventually derail fragile negotiations to avoid a government shutdown or emergency funding for natural disaster relief in Hawaii and Vermont, and they would be a wedge issue inside the Republican Party on Capitol Hill. So thank you, Kathy. Yes, of course, Republicans will use all the machinations, anything they can, because, again, this is about the quest for power. One of our callers earlier talking about, oh, you know, how smart you got to be. You don't have to be smart to crave, to be addicted, to seek power. And we know this. There's lots of very smart attorneys around Donald Trump that, you know, proposed this thing. You know, these are not dumb people. They did this on purpose in an effort to, you know, suppress your vote.
You're criminalizing legal theories now, Dom, or so I hear the defenders of the former president on the right-wing talk radio mostly. You know, these are legal theories. How are you going to criminalize them? These guys are just coming up with alternatives. You know who won the greatest apologist right now for the cheese bros of the world is? Oh. Alan Dershowitz. And I'm thinking, why Dershowitz? I mean, he was part of the legal team that represented Al Gore. And Gore, to this day, still thinks he got shafted. So do I in the state of Florida. But Dershowitz went on, you know, one of these idiotic podcasts, I think Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, and effectively said, you know, I won't pretend to be the legal mind that he is, but he defends the president in this, the former president, Trump. And I don't know how they do so, but they do so.
Well, it's easy. You just say words, you say things, words come out of your mouth, and you try to cloak it in some legalese. I mean, you if you have an attorney tell you, yes, you can murder that person, right? He's an attorney. They're very smart. But you can't. That's against the law. Well, I thought you could. Well, you can't. You pay the consequence then.
But is the attorney criminally complicit? Is the attorney complicit if they come up with the alternative plan? This is the argument effectively of Dershowitz.
The mob boss is also complicit. Absolutely. And Rudy Giuliani, of everybody, knows this. Yes. It's illegal to be an attorney. You cannot hide behind your attorney-client privilege when you are also engaging in the furtherance of the criminal conspiracy. kind of goes away. Now you
it's
are a member.
It's only a criminal conspiracy if the coup doesn't work, Dom. 844-967-2789. A new name, James from Chi-Town. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, James.
Hey, Luke. This is James, and I have a solution. And I think if you would just lock Donald Trump up, just lock him up, the first thing that you would do, you would take away his privilege. He won't be able to get on this plane to go here and go there. That's the only way that we're going to get some peace is to lock him up.
And, well, it would make a great chant, too, wouldn't it, James? Lock him up. Lock
I think
him
I've
up.
I've heard that before somewhere, James.
Yeah, and I just don't know what else to say, because if you take away someone's privilege, maybe that would help them. Because if he can't fly his plane anywhere he wants to go, he won't be able to shoot cocaine late at night. You know, you would take away his cocaine privilege.
That's only alleged. We don't know that for sure.
I think it might be Adderall. We don't know, James, but you make a great point. And I do think this man's a flight risk. He has means, right?
He's got a plane, right?
He's looking at the rest of his life in jail. He's got lots of friends, you know, despots around the world that probably owe him favors. You know what I'm saying? This guy's absolutely a flight risk. And James, I do agree. I think he should be locked up, but it's got to be done in accordance with the law. I don't want to go and just grab Donald Trump and throw him in the clink because he's Donald Trump. What I want to see is, okay, if Donald Trump continues to encourage the harassment and threats of let's call them grand jury participants or trying to taint the jury pool or threaten judges, as those things continue and get more and more heated up, as more and more pressure comes on Donald Trump, you know, some of these judges are going to have to make a determination whether or not Donald Trump has crossed the line, if he's violated the terms of his probation. So I think that could be sooner than later. I don't see, James, how Donald Trump keeps his mouth shut. So I think that part of it will come to a head sooner than anybody thinks.
I think he's out on bail, not probation. He might get probation after conviction.
You. Yes, out on bail.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Might have some time on paper if he lives through the jail time. But, you know, you say that with seemingly just the right amount of glee, Dom.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, and I'll repeat it. I'm looking for justice. If this was you or me, Crudy, absolutely, we would already be in lots more trouble and face a lot more consequences for the very same actions that Donald Trump is. He's already getting a privileged treatment. No, I just want it equal justice, baby. What about
house arrest at Mar-a-Lago? You know,
no, what?
He's got to stay in the big bathroom where he kept all the documents.
For trying to overthrow
to the room.
The government to try and deny 80-some million people their vote? Absolutely not.
But
these are very serious crimes. I mean, any one of them would put the guy in the clink. Hell, house arrest my ass.
I just meant during the pre-trial period. You know, just confine his ass. Come back. More devil's advocates. Somebody put collar on that fella.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cooler tonight with a low in the low 50s. Smoke at times tomorrow creating filtered sunshine, highs in the low 80s, sunny, heating up for the weekend, into the 90s. And it doesn't change much for early next week, still 90s with sunshine through Wednesday. It's 71 right now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you participate. You can call us. Hell, get the Civic Media app. You can download, take us with you, hit the button. You can text or call at 844-967-2789.
Damn, I don't know about two tickets to Paradise, but I got six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers. Courtesy of our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. That's our Brewers flagship. You can also hear them on WRCE in Richland Center. But Dom, here is how you can win some Brewer tickets. Here's the kicker. These Brewer tickets are for next Wednesday, and it's a day game. So the great news, doubleheader. You go to the ball game, and these are nice seats. These are the PNC club seats. Nothing but the best from Civic Media. We give you the good seats right behind home plate. And then you come see the Devil's Advocates doing a live party show at the Roman Coin on Brady Street. That is a doubleheader. That would be a hell of a lot of fun. You can stick around. We'll have some drinks and watch the Republican debate, maybe. I know I'm trying to do the timing on that, but I think it cuts it a little too close.
Oh,
like 1:10 first pitch.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Well, you can always bail out a few minutes early.
You know, we could
do some proper prep for the show.
We could phone it in from the from the bleachers. So, anyways, if you want a pair of tickets, we're giving them away in pairs. Unless you got a really particularly good answer here, but here's the question. Where will Donald Trump go to when he tries to flee prosecution? And tell our producer, Nate, he's going to lightly screen the calls. But if you want some tickets to next Wednesday's game, you got to use them or at least give them away. They're transferred electronically via email. So we'll get them to you, but you got to use them. No stiffing on the tickets. But again, the Devil's Advocates, we're partying in Milwaukee that day. You could do a doubleheader. Brewers at 1:10 first pitch. Devil's Advocates at 4:06 at the Roman Coin. So, doubleheader of fun. 844-967-2789. Dom, where do you think Trump would flee to? If the walls start, you know, crashing in on the man, you know, will he end up like, who is the guy? Saddam Hussein in a spider pit. Well, we see him pulled out of there
somewhere.
They'll pull down a statue at Bedminster Golf Club somewhere. Pull the Trump art off the wall. You know, the one he bought with money through the Trump org. Has he had to get that art back?
I think a lot of folks would, you know, think Russia, but I'm not clear. I think it would be more like Saudi Arabia. That's where I think he'd go.
Oh, Saudi Arabia. I hear he's a big fan of the LIV golf. Let's get to the phones. Kathy from Waukesha. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kathy. I just was hearing you say call in for tickets, so that's why I missed what you were.
Well, Kathy, you could probably win a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's Brewer game. Nice seats. PNC seats courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM, Kathy. But here's what you got to tell us. You got to give us a good prediction. When the walls come tumbling down on Donald Trump and he's fleeing prosecution, where's he going to hide? Where's Donald Trump going to hide? Where's he going to flee to, Kathy?
I think he's going to see his pal Putin, because they'll never kick him out.
Well, what if he didn't pay his attorneys overseas? would he have a different consequence if he didn't pay his Russian attorneys? Because he sniffs all his American counsel.
I think that he's just going to go there because they have his banks are there and, you know.
Got a lot of contacts there, you know.
Yeah.
Kathy, stick around. You were the most eager for the Brewers tickets for next Wednesday. So, Kathy, we got a pair for you. Nate's going to get your email information. Oh, Kathy, you're going to have to call back in and give Nate your email information. We got a pair of tickets for you. I will share them via email. Michelle from Milwaukee. Welcome, Michelle. What do you got for us?
Hi, Michelle.
Well, I guess my answers were already given. I was also going to say Russia, he would hide out in the Kremlin. But I don't, you've already given that away. So I guess I'm,
we got more tickets
coming in. I tried to get both.
Michelle, we got more tickets. Fear not. We've got other tickets we can give you for the Brewers game. But let me ask you, don't you think the man would get sick of eating all the borscht?
Oh, he might, but I doubt it.
You'd have to find like a red square McDonald's. Where would they get the fast food for the man?
Oh, they have McDonald's there.
How do you know that? Do you confirm that with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Good answer, Michelle.
Michelle, you hold on as well. We've got a pair of tickets for you as well to next Wednesday's Brewer game. Go down to the game. And these are nice seats, the PNC seats, courtesy of WISS 1100 AM. Thank you. And you get two tickets. And then come see us at the Roman Coin down on Brady Street. We're going to do a live show 4 to 6 p.m. And then the Civic Media, the more professional, the more thoughtful and refined version will happen between 6 and 8. And then I'll go for victuals at some point, Don. But then we'll laugh and make fun of the debate contestants. Because they're all running to be Trump's vice president. And by the time, even if Trump won, about that time, he's going to have to flee prosecution. To where? To where, I ask. Where is he going? Hey, Michelle won a pair of tickets as well. Let's make sure she gets, you get her email. Andrew from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What's your answer, Andrew? Or what's your thought?
Hey, Andrew. Hey, I'm thinking maybe Jeffrey Epstein's island down in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Did that present?
Lolita Island. I know that he would like to stay down there, but that they might shut that place down. There's certainly no teenage girls there anymore. That's going to diminish the appeal, Andrew, I suspect.
For Donald Trump.
Andrew, were you looking for some tickets, fella?
Yes, I was.
I tell you what, if you're willing to use them, I have a pair of PNC club tickets for you for next Wednesday's Brewer game at the American Family Field, 110 first pitch. Come see us afterwards. Take some social media photos and then come party with the Devil's Advocates at the Roman Coin. Nate will get your email information, Andrew, and look at that, one segment. We've given away all our tickets, Tom.
Oh, Luke will be so proud of us. I'm so proud of us. Jeff had messaged us out, Crudy. Unfortunately for Donald Trump, CNBC reported of May of 2022 last year that McDonald's exits Russia after 32 years in an end of an era.
No Big Mac?
No Big Mac.
No quarter pounders with cheese? Maybe double quarter pounders with cheese? Come back with us. I don't think he could flee to Russia if they don't have McDonald's now.
It'd be very difficult for him.
What's the status in Saudi Arabia of the McDonald's Corporation?
I mean, when's a rich white guy going to catch a break in this world?
Come back. The Happier Happy Hour, the Thursday edition. You could be part at 844-967-2789.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.